We're on a rooftop with some of the best views of Medellin, Colombia, a city with a rich culture, a shocking history, and a vibrant future. And today, I'm showing you luxury living, whether you're a single, a couple, or even a family. And we'll be joined by Miss Antioquia, a Colombian member of the Nomad Capitalist R&D team, and my friend of over a decade who lives here in Colombia to show you everything from $4 million villas, Rolex watches, going to luxury farms, fine dining, and so much more.
This is Medellin like you've never seen it before.
Way to the number one expat city in Colombia. It's Medellin, known as the Eternal Spring because it has beautiful weather all year round. I chose to live in Bogota. I like a bit of the fall weather. I like the more international aspects, but we're going to settle the debate. We filmed Live Like a King in Bogota. Now we're going to show you Live Like a King in Medellin. My goal is to show you the classy side, not only of the city, but of the countryside. Everyone's talking about the new Netflix show, Cien Años de Soledad. Even Juan Valdez made their own Colombian coffee for it, and we know Colombian coffee is the best. What fascinates me about this story is there's a vibe of the government's not there to help you that I think is much more pervasive in Latin America than people would imagine. There's a certain, we're gonna leave you alone vibe that's a soft freedom. It may not be written down somewhere, but that's the vibe in this part of the world.
My name is Carlos Correa. I am bartender from Marquis Hotel, and I'm the host of the Rune Experience. And today, I would like to immerse you in the fascinating world of the Rune Colombia. And your table, you have the piece of sugar cane. If you want to try, just to shoot a little bit. I will present here a fresh example of the sugar cane juice. That's sweet, right?
Sweet.
Let me present here. We call tafia aguardiente, but in Colombia we call biche. Biche is pure distillation from the fermentation of the sugar cane.
Salud. It's crazy that we've known each other for 11 years. You've since moved here to Colombia.
Yeah, I remember when we met, Andrew. It was Mexico City. I remember everyone else being relatively casually dressed, and you, of course, in your dapper suit.
Tom Ford.
Tom Ford, of course. You drew my attention, let's say it like that. And I went over to make conversation among all the people that were there at this event. And I remember asking, where are you from, Andrew? Yeah, came back your response. I said, no, where are you from? Yeah. And that's when I knew you were an interesting character. You were going to keep me entertained, at least through that night, if not for our friendship and the rest of our lives.
Because I don't like being asked where I'm from.
Your approach to life and your nomad lifestyle, which quickly became the talking point, seeing the way you've encouraged other people and explained to me how you help people jump borders and find better places to live, was very intriguing to me.
Since we met, got married to a Colombian American, you decided to come back and live here with her.
So to come here to Colombia, and in any direction you drive, within an hour, sometimes not even that far, you'll see valleys, you'll see all kinds of flora and fauna, birds. It's a very textured life here that I fell in love with. People love to live here. They love to enjoy family and friends. It comes first. Work and politics and responsibilities are obviously present. But the priority, I think, is that there's a life to be lived. We only go around once, and let's enjoy it with the people we love the most.
How long have you been living in Colombia?
5 years.
And are you going to apply for your citizenship?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's continue with Dictator Rum, 12 years by Solera System. That's mean like it's a blend rum from Cartagena de India, but this rum has something special. They finished 1 year after the Solera System process in Sherry Cask. Yeah, the first sip you will see that development of flavors is so different.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's like a Christmas round. Caramel almost.
Very nice.
Maple syrup, honey, chocolate, yes.
Very rich. Mm. It pains me to tell you that my favorite one is the Dictator.
That's good. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You're going to go smoke your cigar.
I could use a cigar.
Let me get a cocktail.
Sounds good.
See you at dinner.
Amazing.
Third present signature cocktail, making by myself.
Gracias.
You're welcome.
Mr. Henderson.
So I told my tailor, who was in Living King Bogota, I was going to wear his new Tom Ford style suit here. He said, make sure people know you're the only one in that city that's ever wearing a suit.
Yeah. He's a roro.
He's a roro.
Yeah. This is an amazing city. There was a wonderful campaign that the Colombian Tourism Board did 10 years ago. They said that the risk is that you're going to want to stay. And I couldn't think of a better way to put it. People always talk about Colombia is so risky. Are you safe down there? When you come here, the risk is that you're not going to want to go back to wherever you came from. I live here with my 11-year-old daughter, my wife. I can't tell you the quality of life that my daughter has and how safe everything is around us. Of course, there's a saying here in Colombia, you don't want to give papaya. No quiere dar papaya. Which means you don't want to be foolish. You don't want to be inviting danger. But if you're keeping your head about you, this is a very safe country.
You can walk around Singapore with your phone, no doubt.
Fair.
But what's it cost to live in Singapore? Is it as exciting to live in Singapore? I mean, you were telling me your daughter is in the U.S. They're doing active shooter drills.
My wife and I had wanted to get out of the U.S. just to explore other parts of the world, not because we had anything, an axe to grind against the U.S. But I'll tell you, one of the formative moments was when my daughter came home and from pre-K, doing an active shooter drill.
Pre-K.
Doing an active shooter drill in her school. And that to me was, it made me sad, and it made me want to dream of something better.
I went back and rewatched Narcos not so long ago.
Yeah.
And it's been fun to see in the last couple months, Cien Años de Soledad.
Yeah. Of course, the book is an iconic book, one of the best of Latin America that's ever been produced here. And I take it as a sign that we're shifting the conversation about Colombia.
Yeah.
Narcos, unfortunately, one of the more frustrating things that I find is I tell people who live in Colombia, the first thing that people mention is Pablo Escobar. Colombia deserves better. And to see that one of the most celebrated artists in the world, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who is the author of 100 Years of Solitude, is now starting to see his work shown on a larger scale for the more popular audience to see, especially the U.S. audience.
They were very protective of having it turned into a movie or a show.
It's such an iconic book, it's almost impossible to do it justice.
Yeah.
But I've seen 7 episodes of the series so far, and I'm very impressed with how they've been real to the story.
We signed the former president of Mexico for No Capitalist Live.
Amazing.
We signed, I think you are a fan of her, Sadia Khan, the relationship expert.
Yeah, yeah.
She's coming.
That's amazing. I can't think of a better event to gather like-minded people with similar interests to find out where the best place is for them to live. Go where you feel the best.
I think you coming to my 40th birthday party in Monaco, we had a great time, the Hotel de Paris. Now us being here, people who say, oh, how do you have friendships? How do you have relationships as a nomad capitalist?
Yeah.
You do it this way.
So, friendships aren't necessarily defined by how many times you see each other a year, but by the bonds you can establish over borders. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
My name is Natalia Rincon, born and raised in Colombia, and today I am here in Medellin, and we're about to have breakfast with Mr. Henderson at El Marquis to talk about all the wonderful things that Colombia has to offer for you.
What do you think about living in Colombia? Do you feel safe here?
Yeah, I feel very safe. I feel like you should always be aware of your surroundings, but in general terms, Colombia has even become increasingly safe, both for locals and for those who want to come and live here.
You guys on the R&D team are always looking at developing new residence permits, new opportunities for people to immigrate. I think one other thing people get wrong about Colombia is, if I get a residence permit by buying real estate or by making some kind of investment, it's not as good as it used to be. But if I don't live here 183 days, I believe?
Yes, sir.
I'm not taxed. It's a days test. So 180, I'm not taxed. 183, I am taxed. And so you can basically live here part-time, very tax-friendly.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. However, you should be aware that you are taxed in the income or assets that you owe inside of Colombia only. But if you're a tax non-resident, anything else that is outside of Colombia wouldn't be taxed.
Do you think there are more opportunities here in Medellin in particular? I know there's been a lot of foreigners buying real estate here. Prices have gone up. They've been renting it out for good yields. Is that still an opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like Medellin is one of those cities that appeal to many, many foreigners just because of the infrastructure. You know, they have a great public transport system. There's a big expat community, but also just the environment and the general vibe here is great when you want to invest, when you want to come as a tourist. So if there's an opportunity to buy, it's right now.
What's the wealth tax and where does that kick in?
So regarding the wealth tax, it kicks in after you have accumulated 3.3 billion Colombian pesos in wealth or more. And then from there, it is progressive. It starts at 0.5 and it's up to 1.5.
I know you have do a lot of research on international schools for our family clients. Talk about the family lifestyle here and why this may be a suitable option for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely when you have a family and you want your kids to have that kind of European or U.S. model, there's, I believe, 21 international schools available in Colombia. And the quality of education is pretty great. And it gives you opportunity to study in any international school or university that you want.
But a lot of kids are going from these international schools, I guess, maybe, I don't know about to the U.S., but to Europe for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we're seeing. The U.S. remains the main country that is attractive to those who want to study abroad, but Europe as well.
Well, thanks, Natalia. We're going to go out and see a $1 million luxury penthouse. We're going to see a $4 million luxury villa. There's a lot of great properties. And later, we're going to join Miss Antioquia at an amazing country luxury experience. They call it a finca, plus an international fine dining experience right here in Medellin. The city's becoming so much more international. But first, let me tell you why the Nomad Capitalist R&D team and people like Natalia can help you. Because we have a team of seven or eight people that all they do is research. What are the latest residence programs? What are the citizenships? What's changing in taxes? We've created our own knowledge base that scours the internet every single time a country changes their personal, corporate, other tax rates. Go to nomadcapitalist.com/apply. Learn how our R&D team and all the years that I and they have spent researching all the options out there can help you have the most holistic, bespoke, and actionable plan for your global citizen life.
El Poblado is the coolest, most vibrant neighborhood in Medellin. We're here on the outskirts of El Poblado. There's a country club right across the street, and we're going to show you one of the most beautiful penthouses that's suitable for singles all the way up to a family. Seventh floor?
Sixth.
All right, I'll race you. I have to get my cool little exercises.
I'm Andrew. Pablo, nice meeting you.
Pablo
Arias. Yes, that's right. Very nice meeting you. Welcome.
What of you? It's Christmas time.
Of course, Christmas time.
We don't film these and edit them in one day.
What I'm going to show you today is a top luxury property in Medellin. This is a penthouse in a brand new building. This building is just 2 years old. And of course, as you can see, customized finishes, three levels.
This is a triplex.
That's right.
And so people think El Poblado, they're thinking the cafe zone, they're thinking the hotels. They're thinking parties. This, we're a little bit outside. This is more suitable for a family.
This is not in the party area or the tourist area. That's like 10 minutes away from here.
10-minute drive.
Yeah, 10-minute drive.
So if I want to walk for a night out, how long will it take me to walk?
Half an hour.
So you've got a country club over here, pool.
Why? Because, of course, we have the best country club in Medellin right across the street.
So this property is 322 meters under roof. you're selling it for 4.5 billion pesos, as we would say, a little
exactly
million and change. What's the premium that I'm going to pay on a property that's 2 years old versus one that's 12 years or even 22 years old?
On this property, you're paying a premium price because it's a brand new building, customized triplex, which makes it a very unique property. But if you can also buy a property which will be 10, 12 years old for, let's say, 60% of the price of per
square meter. So 40% less?
Yes.
So let's call it
something like that.
Let's call it full price before someone negotiates. Let's call it $1.1 million.
Exactly.
You're saying for $650 US, I can get a 12-year-old property.
Exactly.
Show me around. Let's see what you
got. Come over. So on this first level, it's just like the social area. Basically, we have living area, outdoor space, a balcony.
We're on 6. Let's go see 7 and 8.
Exactly. So here on the second level, it's the private area. We have three bedrooms are here. This is the master bedroom. Each of the bedrooms have a bathroom and a walk-in closet on the inside. This is the master, which is the biggest.
Is this the bouncy castle here?
Then we have...
What do I do?
We have the net.
Oh my goodness, I hate Chihuahua.
Taking advantage of the double height space. And we have a cinema right here. These two bedrooms are kids' bedrooms. You uh-huh. want to take a look? Because we have a family living here. This is a property, it's not an investment property. This is a property if you want to live in Medellin.
If I wanted to rent this, what would I pay to rent it?
To rent this property, you will be paying at least $6,000.
$6,000?
Yes.
So it's still a 6% yield before I pay taxes and deal with all of that. Mm-hmm. To the eighth floor.
It's not only the top of the apartment, the top floor, it's also the rooftop of the building, right? So you have here an absolutely private rooftop terrace. Half of it it's covered, half of it it's uncovered. You have the jacuzzi / swimming pool spa right here.
This is pretty incredible vistas.
You have a very nice view from here.
Yeah. So for someone who has a family, or for someone who just wants to be away from the tourist scene, this is a place you can come.
Exactly.
What a beautiful house you have here.
Thank you. Welcome.
Wow. Thank you so much. So this is a $3.9 million property high atop Medellin.
That's a house that we built 6 months ago. And it's incredible because it's in the top of the mountain and the view is incredible of the city.
So people talk about safety in Colombia. Medellin has become one of the safer cities in South America. But you're here in a gated community.
That's it. Definitely. It's one of the safest cities to invest. For all the people that are interested in a very good weather, very good opportunities here to explore, and definitely this is going to be one of the best investments that you can do here.
I love the car collection.
Yeah.
This is a very international family, as I know. We've got 800 meters including terraces, a little over 600 meters under roof, and some stunning views at the end. Let's take a look. So this is our entrance. We've got a beautiful garden here. What is this exactly?
This is like a Zen garden.
A Zen garden,
yeah.
Medellin style though.
Medellin style, yeah.
Got some grass, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So everything here is fully integrated.
Fully integrated.
You got your Bosch espresso maker.
Yep.
We get Colombian entrepreneurs to call us as clients. The number one place they want to go is the United States. We often talk them out of that because of the high tax burden. You can get a passport that's better and faster somewhere else. Do you see more Colombians at this level feeling comfortable staying at home as the country gets better?
Yeah, definitely the last 5 years, a lot of people was migrating to another countries, but then in this moment we have more economic stability as a country. We have great opportunities of investment here also to create a company, grow it, you know, and a lot of entrepreneurs of every part of the world are coming to Medellin to establish their companies and to grow it from Medellin to all LATAM and US.
You've got stunning views even outside your kitchen, and this is kind of like a whole yard you've got.
Yeah.
Kids can run and play out here. Totally safe?
Totally safe.
So this, I imagine, this is the coup de grace.
Yeah.
And are you selling it furnished or I need to furnish it myself?
We can sell it with furniture.
I saw some land for sale down the street. You can still buy lots in the gated community?
You can do it, but it's better to buy it
How big is this lot?
2,000 square meters.
So about half an acre, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. And so you've got your dining room, and then this. One thing people don't realize, by the way, is this, is that a butterfly? It's here in the house. Colombia is the number one biodiversity country in the world.
In the world.
Most species of birds, I think of butterflies.
Butterflies, if birds. You... Yeah, fauna and flora, we are one of the most biodiverse in the world.
The main bedroom.
Also with a great view of the city from here. We have our own home theater.
It comes down.
That comes down.
Yeah, you're watching a movie, watching the view. So who lives in this neighborhood?
CEOs of big companies, seniors, family office managers. Not too much, but we have foreign investors, but very...
Is this a largely Colombian neighborhood?
Yeah.
Not a lot of foreigners up here?
Not exactly. Very Colombian.
Do you find people in Medellin to be pretty accepting if someone comes and buys a house in the neighborhood?
Definitely.
Well, thanks for showing us the house.
This shopping mall, what they did is like the last floor, they give opportunities to new artists. And this is like a huge art gallery with different artists.
This is the Botero style. Everything's big. Everyone's fat.
Yeah,
even the fruit is fat.
Some people believe he do fat sculpture because he's a painter and a sculptor. But what he actually does is he play with the volume.
How much of an influence is Botero on other paisa artists?
In general, he was. Like here, we do murals, we love the music, but painting and sculpture is also big. His art is in America, in Europe, but especially here in Medellin, we have lots of Botero art.
The other famous resident of Medellin, of course, was Pablo Escobar. It came back into public consciousness with the show Narcos. How has the city changed in the 30 years since he died?
So the thing is like, we're not proud of Pablo Escobar, but he definitely changed the history, changed the culture, the economy, the politics. And like now it makes more valid the reality if you know the history. In the 80s and 90s, they used to be drug lords, they used to be hitmen like sicarios, they used to kidnap people. So like knowing that history that we're not proud makes reality more valid.
Would you say over the last 30 years, the city's become substantially safer?
Yes, definitely. Now it's very safe. We got tired of the violence. Now it's lots of opportunities.
If you could move to the US, would you move to the US or you prefer Medellin?
So as a Colombian, I try to live 4 months overseas and 8 months in Colombia,
okay,
because salaries here tend to be not very high. But this one is a paradise. In Medellin, what people appreciate the most is the weather and the people. People are very friendly.
Pleasure.
Mucho gusto.
Maria. Lovely to meet you. This is your habitat for shopping.
Yes, I love this place. It's really beautiful Colombian brands, and I love to support my local brands. What's that fragrance?
I thought from Medellin, Tom Ford Sol de Positano. It's bergamot, it's a lot of bitter orange, very tropical.
Amazing.
So we're heading off to the luxury finca outside of the city, but first, we're all like shopping. What every girl needs for a finca. They told me to say Medellin, and I said, no, it's Medellin. And then
Medellin.
Every single person
That's
we
right.
talked to is Medellin, Medellin,
no,
Medellin.
Medellin.
So Miss Universe Colombia, and you represented Antioquia.
Antioquia, the city we are.
The most beautiful people.
For me, it's the most beautiful city and people. It's a really welcoming and warm place. People here, it's really warm. They will help you with anything you need. It's a really green city that I love that. It's really full of nature. It's called also the city of eternal spring because weather is always perfect for me. It's not cold, it's not hot, and I like it.
For someone who's very international, the stereotype is that paisas, because this is such a beautiful part of the country and because they're so proud of it, they don't want to go and live somewhere else. Is that true?
That's really true. Me, for example, I would love to live my life here because of everything, my people, the places you can find, and actually all the the people that I know that is from outside and come here, they don't want to go. They end up living here. So I think it's a really good place to live.
So this is, I guess, multi-brand. They have everything here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome. Alfredo
Restrepo. Me llamo Andres. Alfredo. It's Miss Antigua.
Maria
Luisa. Maria Luisa, you're welcome.
So we're heading to the finca, and we thought we need some fine emeralds and a Cartier watch. So show us what we have.
I have a Cartier in steel.
I'll try this one, and this might be more for ladies. Yeah, I love these tanks.
This is for ladies. It's really
nice. I like it. I like the size.
If only all the girls said that. So you do Rolex, you do Cartier, and you have Colombian emeralds.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Colombian emeralds. This is the high quality, the high cut. It's clear inside. It's the best quality.
Very eye, yeah. Night, yeah. Certainly very eye clean and yes.
Yes.
I like this loop, by the way.
Yeah, this is my grandfather.
Wow, your grandfather's loop. It's a yeah. Family business.
Yes, yes, family business. The other side is
custom jewelry.
Custom jewelry, yeah.
So you can take the stones you want, match it with the metals that you want, make something totally customized.
Yes, all process. Thank you so
much. Mucho gusto. Fincas are a very important part of Colombian life. These are the rural hideaways people come to spend their time. We're here at Villa Cavalia. It's an hour and a half outside of Medellin, or 20 minutes by helicopter, and we've got an amazing afternoon teed up to show you luxury living in Greater Antioquia. Right now, we're gonna get changed. So we're waiting for Maria to get ready. There's a perception that people who come to Colombia who may not be fluent in Spanish yet, that that's offensive. As a Colombian, what's your view on that for folks who may want to come here, but they're not so good at Spanish yet?
I think that if you come here and you do the effort, people really are going to appreciate that. But people here are going to understand you. They have a lot of foreigners, especially in Medellin. But here, people do speak English, and there's a lot of foreigners.
You're from Bogota, Rola. Talk about the difference between the Rolas and the Paisas and the perceptions among Colombians.
Bogota people are the cold people. We actually call each other like if we were from the fridge. Bogota is very up in the hills and it's super cold and people here are warmer. So we have the different perspective that Bogota people are cold and people here are warmer.
They say everyone here wants to help you. People are really nice. Yes. You really want to be very polite here because people are extremely polite. I suppose the prejudice against people from Bogota is they're not as polite?
Think about it as New Yorkers versus Floridians. For example, if you go to Bogota, people are gonna be more straight to the point, more cold with a cold.
More direct.
More direct, exactly.
People from Bogota are still some of the warmest people you're gonna find anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, Colombians overall are very warm people, but it's like levels depending on what city you go to.
So we did live like a King Oman, for example. I think a lot of people don't know about Oman. I find it intriguing and challenging to do these places that people know about and they have a certain preconceived notion. I mean, when we looked at Medellin content, it was all, you know, guys coming to have fun. And for those of us who want something a bit more peaceful, a bit more business-like, you know, there's not a lot out there.
Yeah. No, for example, Medellin, we do want to change that perspective that if you come to this place, it's not only party, it's not only certain things, but you also can live like a king here. And the same we're going to do with Bali, that is not just, for example, this really slow life, but you can actually live like a king there. And same as Bangkok, the best of the both.
I'm Juan Pablo, chef of Villa Cavalia. Today, I'm cooking for Mr. Henderson, a true journey for Colombian gastronomy.
Much more warm and humid than Medellin.
Yeah, it is.
It's perfect for linen.
That's why people love coming here, like to just chill and relax. Different weather, different everything.
It seems like a lot of people have these very traditional fincas where it's very rustic. It's more about the family history than about this level of comfort.
And I like actually that traditional because it remembers of our history and it's actually very comfortable too and really beautiful. There are a lot of fincas like that around the Antioquia. Medellin is a really artistic place. There are a lot of artists, well-known artists, artists like singers, Karol G, J Balvin, Maluma, that is trendy singers, but they're doing like a great job positioning the city.
There's still this belief that there are some people in Medellin who look at him as the Paisa Robin Hood and they still like him. Is that true at all?
So you have the two contrasts. The people that was hurt by him and the people that was benefited by him because he also did a job over there like building so much communities. Yeah. But we are fighting for a new image, you know? Gracias. Mm, this looks really good. This is called buñuelo. It's a really traditional here in December actually. December is the month of the buñuelos. This is so good. Wow. I like this. This is my favorite.
Yeah. One of the messages that I share with people is that someone in Colombia, for example, is much less likely to leave and live overseas now than they would have been 20 years ago. What are your thoughts on that?
I think there are really different options here in Colombia to live. And usually all the people that I have known that is not from here and they come here to visit, they end up staying here.
You think you can live in Medellin for 1/4 the price of New York, for example?
You can live like a king with not price of a king.
Can I get a villa like this for $1 million or less?
Less, I think less.
What's the best neighborhood to live in Medellin? If you live not here, but in the city?
Inside the city, I think it's El Poblado. But outside the city, for example, up in the mountains, I think it's Llano Grande. It's a really good place. It's where all the artists and famous people live. A lot of families too, because it's really quiet, peaceful place to be.
So how many times have you do this?
Ride horse a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my mom, when she was little, she did competitions, the jumping the horses.
The jumping horses.
Yeah. Hola, ¿cómo estás? I'm not an expert. Thank you.
We're going to experience the rustic charm of Antioquia. You can have a luxury lifestyle in the city, but you've also got this beautifully tranquil area outside the city. From private chefs to horseback riding, we're going to show you everything you can experience here. Tranquilo? Perfecto. So you've seen Antioquia has a lot to offer. We're going to head back into Medellin for an amazing fine dining experience that you would never expect to find here in Colombia. It was just a week ago we started the channel. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Gracias. Perfecto. Gracias. For our trip back to Medellin, I'm wearing Tom Ford Venetian Bergamot. Pink pepper, black pepper, bergamot. It's the perfect scent for passionate evenings in Colombia. And while we're heading back to Medellin, let me tell you what we want everyone watching to come and experience how to live like a king. It's our 4-day annual live event, Nomad Countless Live. This is where you get access to our knowledge vault, not only from our R&D team, but we've got dozens of speakers coming in from all around the world with their own expertise. The best show on earth for global citizens. And oh my God, we have a police escort actually taking us back to Medellin. This is how you can live like a king. We've developed it for everyone in the audience. You don't need to be a multimillionaire to come. It's this year, September 17th through 20th in Kuala Lumpur. We're back at the beautiful Majestic Hotel. It's affordable for all. Bring the whole family. Learn what it is to be a nomad accomplice. See the lifestyle that we live and take your first step. Go to nomadcomplice.com/live. We sold out tickets last year in 14 days. We plan to do it again in just a few weeks. Buenas noches. I'm looking for a cocktail that's just a little sweet and perfect for Medellin. You're saying there's a lot more entrepreneurs who are starting businesses here. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's what I like the most about Medellin. It's a place full of creative minds, all like hardworking people. They're always are trying to innovate.
And you were saying that half of the exports from Colombia come from Antioquia.
From the textile industry, yes.
Okay.
We are major exporters of textile outside the country. And it's really big here. For example, the biggest fashion event takes place here, and it's called Colombia Moda and Colombia Tex. And you can find suppliers, you can find fabrics, you can find all different kind of brands, all gathered here in Medellin.
So you went to Miami, you were telling me, and you didn't like it, and you didn't like living in the United States, and you can make a good living here today with your business. But the one thing where we agree is there's a culture of service here, not only at this restaurant, but with personal staff.
Exactly. You can have like someone to help you at your home with a very low cost and really good quality and service. There is nothing better that you are tired of your work and you get home and the food is already served, the clothes are already organized in your closet. You know, that small stuff, it's significant.
One of the things that I see in some of our top employees at our company is they understand energy. You can only make so many good decisions a day. You have to protect your energy. And so if you have a maid, you were saying it's under $500 a month. Someone lives in your house, cooks, cleans, everything's done.
That for me is a luxury because who doesn't like to be taken care of? You know, that is for me a luxury. So you can get home and be relaxed.
You said your sister actually started a cookie brand here.
Yes.
Making Colombian cookies. You're very excited about that.
My sister is a chef. She makes delicious food and she has a cookie brand, a really delicious cacao Colombian cookie brand. So I'm going to give you some so you can take home and you can try it because they're really good.
I met someone who started a swimwear brand in Barranquilla, and I think there's so many interesting up and coming Colombian brands here, and that branding it as Colombia. People don't know as much about it as they know about other places, but there's an enigma, and I think there's an interest in what we talked about with your sister's cookie brand of, you know, showing the organic beans and just all the high quality stuff that comes from here.
Exactly, where that the ingredients come, because that is really important here in Colombia, because all the ingredients of the food we eat are really organic. It's not processed like other countries that are ultra processed.
Cheers to a lovely day.
Cheers.
Salute. We're going to continue an amazing international dinner here at Kwan. I hope you've seen that you can spend time here in Medellin and live like a king. This is one of the many places that you can consider for your nomad capitalist lifestyle. It might be a place to get a residence permit. It might be a place to work towards citizenship, make an investment, or just live. We're going to keep showing you great places around the world that you probably never would have considered before, so make sure you subscribe and never miss the next episode of Live Like a King. And go to nomadcountless.com/king to view all of our past episodes and find all the places we went in this episode so that you can come and retrace our steps.
Until next time, good night from Medellin. Salute.
This is Bali.
How to live like a king.